This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Using that intro for the Talk Radio Countdown Show for decades, it seems, and it's still very fitting. Yes, here we are with the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the fact that it's Thanksgiving weekend means nothing to us. As Michael says, the Talk Countdown goes on. Yes, like the mailman, you got to get in sleet snow, make any difference. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the lists, and we'll have our discussion about some things that are hopefully geared to the loveliness of the Thanksgiving weekend. Even though we look at the list, not necessarily a lovely, it's a great list, but it's not necessarily lovely. There's a difference between, maybe lovely would be the top 10 things that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are doing, right? We could have that list, but that's not the talk radio. Although a lot of people on talk radio programs are talking about that stuff. Don't you wish they'd just leave them alone? That's what I think. Get lost. Anyway. All right, so now I've had my editorial comment. Time for you, Michael, if you will, please, to go through the story list and the people list so we can get a grounding here as to what's going on.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter dies. At number 9, China-U.S. relations. At number 8, Thanksgiving weekend, and that's tied with the JFK assassination anniversary. I believe it's been 60 years, which is hard to digest. At number 7, Voting Rights Act ruling. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 5, Sam Altman and the open AI controversy. At number 4, the 2024 presidential race. At number 3, Trump's legal battles and the gag order. And number 2, protests and anti-Semitism and Musk sues Media Matters. And at number 1, we have the Israel-Hamas war and the hostage negotiations and the truce. On the People Survey, we have Rosalynn Carter at 10, Xi Jinping at 9, at number 8, House Speaker Mike Johnson, at number 7, Sam Altman, at number 6, candidates Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, at number 5, Arthur Engoron and Jeffrey McConney. He was a witness who wept on the stand. At number 4, Donald Trump. At number 3, Elon Musk. At number 2, Benjamin Netanyahu. And number 1, Joe Biden. And there is our Thanksgiving week chart, kind of a different kind of week from a standpoint of the timing. A lot of people took the day off and were substitute hosts, and in some cases best ofs, and in some cases special shows. So the holiday kind of turns things around a little, but it's a pretty good accurate overview of what's been talked about on News Talk Radio this past week.
I have, we did a special Thanksgiving program. We put together lots of bits and pieces of things to do the Good Day program so people had a fresh listen on Thanksgiving, because I think that's kind of an obligation. And I don't mean this is not about my brethren in the talk radio world, but how irrelevant is it to have somebody play the best of something, a discussion that took place 4 or 5 months ago that has no relevancy whatsoever in the world today? And again, that's not critical. It just is. What's the point, much as anything else? So, having said that, the items here that I find, this is kind of right versus left. If I take a shot or a swing at something that is right versus left, I try not to do it politically, and the Musk suing Media Matters is a perfect example, because Media Matters is pretty left of center, and Elon Musk is known for being fairly right of center, and what's going on at X is, I think you consider that some of the activities there have looked like his political philosophy is right of center. So, what do you make of this, Michael? What do you know about Media Matters, first of all, that some folks who are listening might not know about?
Media Matters is an organization that its mission is to try to hold the media accountable, primarily conservative media, in terms of factuality. They're basically a fact-checking organization with, I don't know how, whether they're left-wing, but their targets are usually right-wing. Mm-hmm. And whether you agree with their politics or not, for the most part, they're pretty credible. They're tough and they go after people. They monitor shows. They release excerpts of programs in which people basically put their own foot in their mouth. But they're a pretty credible organization from the standpoint that they don't overtly lie or distort or misrepresent. They just are on the attack, and they play a role. Musk, on the other hand, I got to tell you, I haven't cared much for that guy from the very beginning. You know that. It has nothing to do with his right wing or conservative values. There's something about him that's a little bit off kilter.
Let me see if I can put my finger on it, because you're right. And what happens, the same thing is true with Gates. The same thing is true with people who are very wealthy. They become very much focused on their own world, and people around them don't give them a picture of the real world unless they reach out of their world into the real world. So you have the guy that runs Amazon, the guy that runs Apple. You know, all these people are in a world of their own because they can be. And so why people pay so much attention? Who gives a damn what Elon Musk thinks? And why should we give a damn what Gates thinks or what's his face from Amazon? They don't affect our world. They may try to.
Yes, they do. And it does matter what they think. Not so much Gates, because he doesn't own the Washington Post and he doesn't own X, formerly known as Twitter. But when somebody gets rich enough and their background isn't even in journalism to be able to write a check and suddenly have power over a major platform and then use that platform to perpetrate and proselytize their own political perspective, in the case of Musk, tremendous amount of accusations of anti-Semitism just having a field day on Twitter. I hate calling it X. It sounds
awful. Yeah, it's not stupid. Yeah, it's really.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so it does matter what they think.
Well, maybe I didn't put it quite the right way.
When they have control of the media that they didn't necessarily, earn through deeds and experience, but rather through a stroke of the pen.
Okay, so you're right. In that sense, I was overstating or overreaching, perhaps, which is one of the good things about us having our conversation every week. We can sort of trim back the extraneous stuff on the side and bring it into the focus, into the present, and into the center. Musk has never been anybody that I was happy with. I always say you shouldn't judge people, but we all do. And I just never liked...
You're in the wrong business if you don't believe in judging people.
Yeah, I know. So, I try to set a different tone. But Musk has always come across to me... well, I hope I do anyway. The whole business of Musk and how he looks, he just comes across as being someone who's almost from outer space. He just is a kind of slimy, squirmy.
That's why he wants to take us back there.
There is something
creepy about him, but I try not to judge people on their exterior creepiness, because the same could be said about me or you or anybody. He is kind of creepy. When people do things that you don't care for, their creepy factor seems even more creepy. I mean, Musk is very high on the talker's creepitude chart.
Okay. Then let's look at somebody else who might be. I mean, there are people behind the scenes in the Biden administration. I don't know if I put Joe Biden in the creepitude, but I would put Trump there to a certain extent. And it's now, people, how you get criticism. You'll appreciate this. Some guy called me this week on the Good Day program and referred to me as a masshole. Now, those of us...
I love that term. I hate that term, and I love that term at this point.
So you and I are both from Massachusetts, and we both understand the reference to it. This was a guy in Arkansas who, you know, just had the typical attitude. He doesn't really know me or know my politics because I'm not the typical "quote unquote" masshole. I have a lot of libertarian in me, and so anyway. But I get a kick out of his anger. My God, I didn't even put him. Most of the time, I put people like that on the air, but I didn't put him on the air because he just sounded just so angry. And does that typify the people who are supportive of Trump? I mean, think about what. And back to influencing media, he doesn't have to own anything. He just seems to control the media on that side and controls the conversation. And that's the other side of it.
Trump's basic platform is one of anger. Trump is his platform is one of revenge, one of vengeance, one of anger, complaint. So wouldn't be surprising that a lot of his most ardent fans and followers would have a degree of anger.
Do you want to explain what a masshole is?
I don't know what a masshole is. It's what people
from
Massachusetts. First of all, I don't come. I'm not from Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts. I'm from New York. You're from Massachusetts, and there is a difference. Right. So I have a little bit more of an objective overview of the people from Massachusetts. But I think masshole is a term of jealousy that a lot of people have. One, because Massachusetts is rated as a very intelligent state and has a very high level of education. Then you add the liberal factor to it, and Massachusetts comes across to people that may live in Arkansas or other places as being overly liberal and overly elitist. And
do you remember?
That's what reputation. Am I right?
Well, I think, right. And that's what a lot of people think who are general thinkers and not basically good thinkers. The first day I was on the air in the fall of 1988 on WCKY in Cincinnati, when I went on the air, I was telling people who I was and where I came from and generally you give them a little background before we get into the issues. And the first call that I got wasn't more than 12 minutes into the program. It was this guy who came on the air and said, "You dirty son of a bitch, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. Get on the next plane and go back to Boston, you liberal no good bastard." That was the first call.
Wow.
Nice, huh?
Oh, gosh.
That was 1980. Yeah. I've survived, but, you know, it's just interesting how people view you for any number of reasons. Okay. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with more focus on, hopefully we'll find the good in some things to talk about here as we continue.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Oh, the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait to what you've been craving. Deals so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. What you call us? What's triggering you? Whichever day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, leave it to the pros. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits in Talk Radio this weekend. It's Thanksgiving. Michael's on the go. I'm on the go. I'm up in Napa in wine company country this weekend. My son and his wife and their family had Thanksgiving up on the top of a mountain. And so that's where I am, on the top of my mountain.
And are you high? I mean, in wine country.
Well, you know, I was teasing
them. Have you had a few snorts of the local product?
No, you know me. I don't drink. I don't like wine at all. But they were trying to get me to sample a few different kinds of wine that came from their vineyards. They have a vineyard and 60 acres of grapes and stuff. So, and they actually have fun producing some of it themselves, like the old bathtub days. Remember that Lucille Ball incident on? Do you remember?
I don't remember which one you're talking about. But
well, she was
Lucille Ball in a bathtub makes me laugh.
Well, no, I was thinking of she did some. She got a job in a winery is stopping grapes.
That's one of the funniest pieces of comedy ever recorded, a lot of it was spontaneous. Lucille Ball, they were in Italy, and they went to a grape a winery, and there was Italian old Italian women, and I say that clinically, they were meant to look like old Italian women or a woman was in there stomping grapes, and Lucille went in there, and they wound up having a fight, and the fight was real. They were throwing each other down into the grapes and all kinds of stuff, and it was pretty wild. Yeah, you're not doing anything like that.
No, I am not, as a matter of fact. I am going to take my son and my grandson out today to see the sights and have just time walking around. I don't have much of that time, and I relish it, both the time with my son and my grandson. And my grandson is just being able to... My grandchildren call me Gramps. And so he's... My other grandson, Miles, who's 9, is teaching Jasper, who's 2, how to say Gramps. And so he's very pleased with himself when he can't quite get the R out, but the rest of it he can get out.
It's like Gramps. Gramps. The R becomes a W. Hey, Gramps.
Yeah, right,
I'm Gramps.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So, anyway, let's get back to where we are here. And one of the things that, with Thanksgiving upon us and the things that we have to be thankful for, I'm trying to encourage all of us to think about the good, you know, the stuff. I got off onto this Trump thing because I do. And it's talking about, you know, the way that he treats people and all of that stuff and how it's become sort of a model. There's a lot of stuff that's so crude now. And so, you know, there's a lot of need for creating change. No question about that. There's a lot of wrong things going on in the country. We try to continue to address them. But we've lost touch with our ability to kind of sit back and say, okay, this just isn't acceptable. And so is that something that we can, and it's not up to me to moderate. I moderate myself. That's it. I don't moderate you. You don't moderate me. You know, and I look at the stuff. Number 3 is the gag order and Trump and all of the threats that have been sent to judges is like 200 pages of threats from Trump followers and that kind of stuff. And I just wonder where it all goes. I know where it begins, but where does it go? And how does that become part of our conversation?
Well, it goes in one direction or another. It either continues to go down, and the society becomes coarse, and political dialogue becomes hateful, and everybody is demonized. And if somebody is your political enemy, they're not just a colleague with whom you disagree on issues. They're a horrible person.
Yeah,
and and the other way it goes is people get sick of it, and all of a sudden the pendulum swings the other way.
Yeah.
Which way it's going to go, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll find out. We're going to change our direction. We will get another half hour here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with the huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOPLOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Breaking news this hour, the Israeli-Hamas temporary ceasefire in effect in Gaza right now, and it appears to be holding. 13 hostages expected to be released by 9 a.m. Eastern. They've been held now for 7 weeks since the terrorist attack on October 7th. 50 Israeli hostages expected to be released in phases over the next 4 days. In exchange, Israel will be releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners, 24 women, and 15 male teenagers. In other news, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland after riots breaking out after a stabbing that left 5 people hurt, including 2 adults and 3 children. An evacuation order lifted in Kentucky after a 16-car train derailment, chemical spill, and fire. Authorities claim there's no hazard to people living in Rockcastle County. The cause of the derailment under investigation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We both are traveling this weekend, but it is our job, and we are here to do our job to make sure that everybody knows as they listen across the weekend to the Countdown Show what is in the charts, what do some of these stories, how do they affect us one way or another. It's very interesting. With number 4, the presidential race, I had John Harper from WMEL on in our companion hour, the Talk Radio Review,
And he was talking about how Robert F. Kennedy isn't making any traction in Florida, whereas he is in many other places in the country, and kind of surprising places that he's making traction. And so I said to him, the simple reason is that, especially if you're on the East Coast, if you're in Palm Beach County or Boca or down in Miami-Dade, the people who are influential and who get people to vote or spend money to get people to vote are trying, they love Trump because he protects their money. What else is there? And that's not bad, but it's maybe not the best reason in the world to vote for. Well, everybody's got their own reason, though, isn't it? That's one of the things that we probably ought to look into a little bit more. Why do people vote the way they vote? You've been studying this for a long time. I could ask you, Michael, why you vote the way you vote, not how you vote, but why do you vote? And why do you think people, your wife and other folks that you know, and certainly the people that we talk to on the radio, do we ever really get into the psychology of why you support this person or that issue or, you know, whatever the relevancy is of the time?
Well, I vote for people that I like. I think they're good looking and dress well. I,
of course you do. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love when people say, why are you voting for that guy? Well, I like what he says. Mm-hmm. Well, what about what he does? I don't know what he does, but I like what he says.
What he says, right, exactly.
I think the psychology of voting, you bring up a very interesting topic. In some ways, it's just downright frustrating the way people mm-hmm. vote, that they vote based upon emotion. In some small towns, they vote based upon the name on the lawn sign. If they recognize the name, they'll vote for it, even if it's not even a relative of the person that they like. They vote for race. They vote for religion. They vote for a woman. They vote, there's identity politics. Most people do not vote on issues and character and how it relates to their self-interest. I mean, one of the things that amazes me, Doug, are people that vote for candidates that if they're elected, they go against the interests of the people that vote for them. They don't even realize that. Have you noticed that?
Yes, very much so. It's like what's in the water that influences people and how they can be so dramatically tied to somebody that they don't really even know. And, you know, that's it.
Well,
it's a groundswell, you know, of people that get behind somebody. It's like a cult, right? I mean, Trump, think
about it. Yeah, well, and what happens is your ego is invested in it. You bargained with your crazy uncle so much about politics at Thanksgiving that now you're invested in winning. It's your personal argument. It's sort of like sports, but sports, nobody, it doesn't hurt anybody if you want to be a fool and have loyalty to people who are multimillionaires and wouldn't even give you a free ticket if you were desperate to see a game. I mean, but in politics, I don't think anybody should give their heart to a stranger. You should just be very, very, you should loan your support, you know, every time you vote, and then that's the end of it. We should engage in critical thinking when it comes to judging politicians.
Knowing you as I do, I have to think that on Thanksgiving Day, you were watching the Dallas game against Washington as Dallas and Dolly Parton both beat the hell out of Washington.
I watched a few minutes of it. I didn't have time because of the dinner and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I watched some of the clips afterward, but I didn't realize until today that Dolly Parton was part of the halftime show.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And I hear she did very well, but I don't know.
Sing the old Queen song.
She was good.
We Are the Champions, she did.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, was she good?
You know, she's always good. You know that. She's great. She's fabulous.
Was she dressed?
She was like a Dallas Cowboys. She was like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. That was.
I saw a picture. I thought I saw a belly button. I wasn't sure if it was
maybe.
My imagination, or what?
You know, I want to talk about we're focused on our presidential race here, number four. And oftentimes in our story list, we have the economy in one way, shape, or form as a focus. We don't this week, but we have pretty regularly because of the interest rates and because of the, you know, the continuing strength of our economy. There was a presidential election in Argentina this week. And in Argentina, they had a guy who came from nowhere. I was thinking, all right, well, we had Jimmy Carter who came from nowhere. We had Bill Clinton who came from nowhere. How many other people, if you look in the modern era, weren't well known before they started running for president? So anyway, Zelensky is kind of an example of that over in Ukraine. And I wonder if this is the question I have is if this is a trend. This guy who became the president in Argentina is moderately conservative, but he seems to like America, and they're going to change their currency. The official currency of Argentina has been the peso, and this guy is going to change it to the dollar, which will be very influential. People who are watching the markets, because the dollar is changing rapidly because the Fed has not increased the interest rates. As a matter of fact, the indicators are pretty strong, and then inflation is under control, employment is good, if not really good, and all the signs point to the dollar being stronger. When the Chinese are trying to knock us off, we apparently are becoming stronger. And because Argentina took on the dollar as its standard currency, it really gave it a boost. Now, I don't know whether people understand or even if they care. Maybe I'm too much into the weeds here. But I think there's an influence there that isn't seen, maybe partially because we aren't doing a very good job of educating people as to what's going on in the rest of the world. But here's a huge shot in the arm for the American dollar.
And you're right. Argentina is the second largest economy in South America.
Yeah.
Brazil is the first. Both countries are very large countries. Yep. Americans don't realize how big Brazil and Argentina are in terms of their output, their economies, their populations. We don't pay attention to South America, which is interesting. We pay more attention to places on the other side of the oceans than right here in our own hemisphere. But what you said is true. It is a boost for the American dollar. The American dollar is often maligned. Everybody talks about the American dollar is going to lose its value, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. It seems to have been a pretty good bet over the decades, over the centuries. So,
We have we're falling into this trap that we fall into, the uncritical overview of what the Chinese are saying, that they are conspiring, of course, with the Russians and with Iran. Well, of all the countries on the planet, if you have to have enemies, China and Russia and Iran, pretty good team to not have on your side if it's got to be two sides. And so they're trying to conspire together to weaken the dollar. And in fact, all of their actions have done nothing. The Chinese yen has lost value, partially because of some of the things we've been talking about this week. I'm not saying my country, 'tis of thee, is the greatest thing, but it's...
No, that's okay. Well,
I'm tired of...
If I may jump in, I think that...
Yeah.
I don't think that those four countries, you know, Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia, can trust each other.
No.
It's an unholy alliance. When bad people form joint ventures, and I'm not saying they're bad, I just don't care for them. Politically, the people of these countries, it's a whole different story. But in terms of their governments and their political leaders, no, I don't care for them. And when people of that nature form deals together, the odds are those deals are not going to work because they screw each other.
Yeah.
And that's probably what will happen here.
Yep. And yet we all spend our time worrying about what they say. The thing that is for me, as we look at, we'll do a year-end overview, a snapshot, if you will, in a month after Christmas of the big stories of the year. I think the border situation, number six this week on the countdown, the story list, is about the situation on the border. I think that is our number one. I don't think China's the biggest problem in and of itself. I don't think anything is as big a problem as the stuff that's happening on the border. I just don't.
I have not. And I haven't been convinced of anything other than this for a number of years, frankly. Trump tried to do something about it. One of the good things that he did. Biden has been a horror show. The people that run his presidency, like Susan Rice, who I'm trying to figure out what the motivation is. What do you want to let all these people in the country for? Are you really wanting to help them? Or do you figure they'll all register as Democrats and vote for you? Well, what's the motivation for it? It seems to be so un-American. Am I missing something? What am I missing?
I don't know what you're missing, but it is a problem. It certainly was the issue that propelled Trump to the forefront.
Yeah.
It was a talk radio issue that the rest of the media ignored for well over 15 years.
Yeah.
And then Trump came along and made a front burner issue out of it. It's a complicated issue. I don't think you made a statement a moment ago. You said, why do we want to let all those people in? I don't know if we want to let them in. I think that there's problems from a humanitarian level to simply a tactical level on how to keep all these people out of America.
I don't mind having them come here if they're going to accomplish something or they can contribute, because we need the help for sure. But just to indiscriminately let everybody kind of wander in like ants out of an anthill is folly. It's suicidal, I think, anyway. I mean, I'm not looking at the whole picture, but... Anyway,
There are a lot of questions about it, as to the details, no doubt.
Okay, so let's look at number 8 this week, the continuing focus on JFK's assassination. It's the 60th anniversary this week of that, and we think you and I, who both certainly were around for it, remember what happened on that day. I was in high school as a senior. I was a junior in high school. You're probably a little younger than I am. I went into the library as school ended. The buzz started. And we went into the library and just stayed there for hours watching Walter Cronkite tell the story. And then, as you know, as my career went along, I became friends with Jack Anderson. And he wrote, in my mind, the definitive response to the Warren Commission report and what actually happened to JFK. And even today, people don't want to, I don't know if embrace is the right word, they don't want to hear that what really happened, happened. So these the couple of Secret Service agents who have written books in conjunction with the 60th anniversary, and they blow the Warren Commission report out of the water for different reasons, but you know, and we still, he was shot by Oswald. That's a bunch of bunkum. And it seems to be more clear as you look at it, but it isn't so much who shot him. It was the ramifications of what happened after and all the speculation. What would America be like today if John F. Kennedy had lived?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean... There have been movies and shows and books, you know, that hadn't happened, and it's fascinating. It definitely, some people believe in terms of the laws of physics that there are multiple universes, and maybe there's this whole different timeline we're on because of that.
You know, I hadn't thought about it that way. That's a brilliant way to look at it. Thank you. I'll make sure that sticks with my rhetoric about it as we move ahead. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Thanksgiving weekend. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison here.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're going abroad for the first time in years.
To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Oh, the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait to what you've been craving. Feels so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. What you call us, what's triggering you? Which every day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Ah, just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. It's the Good Day program, and Chuck Curry is here from the Movie Moments Department. Chuck Curry has been on this program for a long time. We've discussed many, many things over the years. You know, one thing that I don't remember ever seeing a whole lot of, that we now are into the Christmas season and Christmas music and movies galore and all that stuff on the Hallmark Channel. I don't remember seeing any real Thanksgiving-themed movies that did well. Am I missing something?
Well,
faulty?
That's a good question. I guess Trains, Planes, and Automobiles would be one of those that people signify as a Thanksgiving film. But it's not a lot of them. I would agree with that.
Right. Yeah, right.
I mean, I know you were first. I was second on line for the new horror movie, Thanksgiving.
Ah, yeah.
I mean,
right,
not last week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like a perennial
Christmas thing that's a horror hacker slasher. Santa Claus with a sword. That's great. I want to compliment you, by the way. Yesterday on the Thanksgiving program, we had a couple of interviews that you have started doing some of these really good interviews with people who have insight into acting and into movies and directing and that sort of thing, and people who are writing about important actors and things going on in Hollywood. So I take my hat off to you. You're doing a good job. And there's something that people look forward to. So where do they find a collection of these interviews? Where do people go other than we'll keep them on gooddayshow.com, but where else do you find
them? They can go under Movie Moments under Chuck Curry and Mike Rags. This is my partner who I do a hour show on the weekend on Apple or Spotify.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
I got a lot of good ones. I mean, it's actually been a little nerve wracking at times, but because I got to do a lot of prep to do a good one. I mean, I got to study who they are, what makes them tick. But it's been a lot of fun.
All right. So speaking of prep, I see Bradley Cooper is now talking about his movie. He plays Leonard Bernstein in a new movie, and he says that every day he would go through makeup for 5 hours. Good God. And he did a lot of research on this guy. His daughter, Jamie, was instrumental in him coming up with the idea of the role and how to play this guy.
It's a classic composer. I think he composed the score to the Ten Commandments. So.
Oh, yeah. He's a big time. Yeah. Right. Yeah. A big time. And so, you know, you look at some of these other actors. Remember Gary Oldman when he was Winston Churchill? And that was another 4 or 5 hours at a time every day. Some of the makeup of some of the Star Wars people, how much makeup it takes to play these people.
Yeah, I was reading an article actually yesterday that Danny DeVito was talking about when he did the Penguin in 92, Batman Returns. He was in the makeup chair for like 5 hours a day also.
Oh, my God. How do they do it? What do you do?
Well, they pay him, so.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, that's it. But, I mean, it still is just every day go through that same thing. All right, so what are we doing for Thanksgiving weekend in terms of movies? Anything new out other than that horrible thing you just talked about?
Well, Disney's animated Wish opened, and also Ridley Scott's Napoleon, two very different movies for two very different audiences. Anyway, Wish is tracking around a $42 million 5-day opening weekend. That's going to be right there with the Hunger Games prequel, which is expected to have a steady legs and do right around that same number next 5 days. Napoleon tracking, actually going to blow past tracking. It was tracking around a $27 million 5-day, going to do around 33. They say, I didn't see the whole movie, but I did see about an hour of it, and we booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I was very interesting. I didn't feel myself being pulled into it, but Joaquin Phoenix's Napoleon held my attention for the hour that
playing Joaquin Phoenix like he does often, or do we really get in? Because Napoleon was a very controversial and very unlikable character.
Yeah. Watching, I did not dislike him. I sort of radiated.
Was it slow or was it fast?
It was really well shot. It was very gloomy. Every scene felt like it was raining or the sky was gray. I think that was the atmosphere.
Kind of, I don't really want to see it. That's what I thought. Napoleon was a dark figure.
Yeah, he's very dark.
Bad guy. And
you know what I sat, me and my wife watched an hour, and I looked over at her, and it was this scene where he's surrounded by troops, and he wins them over in France. And I was like, it's amazing throughout history how one man is able to manipulate so many. You know,
Hitler.
It's fascinating.
He was the early Hitler. Look at what he did with his troops and where he went and the conquering.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
and
right.
they did what he told them.
He amassed a huge fortune, which is not necessarily what Hitler did. Hitler didn't have, he hadn't put a lot of money because he wasn't motivated by money. He was motivated by power and control and anger and hatred and stuff. And I don't know, Napoleon was more motivated by money than anything else, I think, from what I could remember studying him. All right, Chuck, good job overviewing what's going on. Again, congrats on those good interviews that you have.
You.
Keep them coming. It's a good day program. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. 59 past the hour.
Hi, Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.